is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
I needed just a second to put on that extra drop of bliss. Everyone all set, cocked, locked, blissed. Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAPrepares.com. We are delighted you're here, broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains, Studio A. Information's on the website. So link to your instructors at USAPrepares.com, USAPrepares.com. Podcasts are free. If you'd like to share this broadcast with friends and family, you may. Just visit USAPrepares.com. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Tom is producing the broadcast in Minnesota. Today, we're going to meet our newest instructor, Marty Barrett, New England, chairman of the department, biology. It's a hard science. We're going to talk about college. We're going to talk about what's different in college today versus 20 or 30 years ago. You know, class, when you think about it, college is different today. On the surface, we have students who have just graduated high school. They've taken the summer off, and now they're in college. They have a different maturity level from those who are re-entering college after years of being in the workforce. We have those who have been laid off or coming back to college for retraining. Different careers. And we have senior citizens entering college. So today we're going to meet our newest instructor, Marty Barrett. She's the chairman of the department, biology, at the college level. Welcome, Marty Barrett.
Thank you. Good morning.
Hey, Marty, you meet students in your classroom. Now, not only are you the chair of the department, but you are an instructor, a professor at the college level. What's it like when you are meeting students for the first time? What would you say their expectations are? And let's start with the young ones, the ones who have just graduated high school, and they enter your class. What are their expectations?
Well, first of all, I could say that the diversity in my classroom is even maybe wider than what you would think. My students have ranged from age 13 to age 75. So here's a group that you're trying to engage all of them at the same time. And I don't have any hard facts to back up what I'm saying here, but I think that those that are paying for their education seem to be more attentive and more engaged than those that our mom and dad said, you got to do something this year. How about college? You know, with no real goal in mind. So it's difficult to entertain that group at the same time with the understanding that some people have a wide background. They know a lot about a lot of things, and others know nothing. So you have to start with the basic information and hope that you don't lose the interest of those that already know this information.
Mm-hmm. Now, is that something that you, as a chair of the department, teach the new teachers who report to you? Do you teach them how to engage the students, or are they left to figure that out for themselves using their own style and their own background and their own experiences?
We meet with many of the students, with many of the instructors before they come meet the classroom, mm-hmm. but many of them kind of ignore whatever you tell them, and they're going to do it their own way. And one thing that we find is a problem is that the textbook, in order to get instructors to purchase a textbook, lots of additional ancillary materials are available. And one of these is PowerPoint presentations. So many new teachers, even though they may have had great goals to begin with, what they do is they take the PowerPoint and simply read it to the class without much elaboration. And even though we've schooled them on how to present to the class, this is what many choose to do.
Let me see if I've got this right. So the textbook companies will, as part of the purchase price of the textbook, will include PowerPoint presentations to go with the various topics and chapters within the book.
Exactly.
The teachers then can take those PowerPoint files and say, class, today we're going to learn about ABC. Then they just click through the PowerPoint presentation and the teacher and the student read it at the same time?
Yes.
Wow.
And
well,
this involves no work on the student's part.
Right.
And no work on the instructor's part.
So basically, well, let me ask you this. If I could speak English and I had that PowerPoint presentation, would I be able to come into a classroom and start acting as a real teacher?
You could probably do as good of a job as many do.
Well,
you know, reading it and acting like you know what you're talking about. And maybe avoiding the audience that might have questions.
So I could click through, and when a student challenges me with a question that's beyond my understanding, because that student and I'm acting, I haven't seen this material before, I'm clicking through it, and I'm acting as if I have seen it, and a student asks me a question that's at the next level, I would just simply say, Joe, I'm so glad you asked that. Hold that question. We're going to come back to that in just a little bit, and keep talking through to the point where he forgot that he asked the question.
Right. Or act rude and say, now you should be looking that up in your textbook yourself.
Wow. Are these the kinds of things that happen right now in class?
Yes. Yes, they do.
Wow. Okay. You know,
it's not teaching. It's reading.
Okay. Now, so I'm thinking about the students. The students are in this classroom environment. Okay, I would probably, at the most, within 15 minutes, at the greatest length of time, within 15 minutes, I would say, this guy's got no clue. I mean, I would be able to figure that out within 15 minutes. I would know the difference between whether he didn't understand or she didn't understand how to click through the PowerPoint presentation, meaning understand the technology of the software application versus know the subject matter. And I'd be able to figure that out. And then the next thing I would say is, how much did this class cost? How much am I paying for this? Why is that person here? And why am I here?
Right.
Is that what happens?
Students figure that out. Lots of instructors send these PowerPoint presentations to the students' email or Blackboard accounts. So they have the PowerPoint at home. As soon as they go to a couple of classes, mm-hmm, and figure that the instructor is just simply reading the text, many of the brighter students decide, well, I could just do this at home. Why should I commute to college?
Okay, well, that to me is the spiral downward in education. That to me, first of all, I guess we'll talk a little bit in a few minutes about distance learning, computerized learning, out of the classroom learning, whatever we call that, whatever the current term is for that kind of education. I don't think it's as good, in my opinion, and I'd like your opinion on that too, as being in the classroom with a knowledgeable, trained, professional instructor compared to just regurgitating and being a substitute, if you will, for a teacher in the classroom with a PowerPoint presentation. It makes my blood boil. Marty, it makes my blood boil just thinking about it.
I don't blame you. I feel the same way.
I went to one of my son's classes. And it happened to be a high school class in Missouri, and I met on parents' night. I met with all of his instructors, and one of his instructor was in biology, and your area of expertise. Mm-hmm. And I said to him, so, tell me about your college training. He said, well, I'm an English major. I said, okay. Yeah. So how many biology classes have you taken? He said, well, 101. So here's a guy that took biology 101 who's now teaching biology at the high school level. That is his area of specialty. And he promised me he'd stay one chapter ahead of the students. I couldn't believe it.
Wow.
So what we're talking about is that happening in college, not necessarily because of lack of expertise, but the instructor really does not have to prepare because of these PowerPoint presentations.
Right. We know they have the background. We check the background beforehand, so they have the proper credentials, mm-hmm. but they're probably being somewhat lazy. They're just taking this prepared text and reading it and feeling that that's teaching the students. With very little or no elaboration on the PowerPoints, it's extremely passive learning on the student's part. Very little effort required on either side.
On either side. Marty, that is probably one of the key problems that we have in America today, not only in education, but we are generally becoming more and more lazy. So here we have somebody or some company writing the text, and all these people at the head of the class have to do, the substitutes for teachers, all they have to do is read and click through. Well, we don't need to pay a teacher's salary for that. We could have a substitute's salary for that. I mean, we could pay $50 a day. Well, I thought I was bad.
One way we do catch these students, though, new instructors get observed during their first year.
Right.
And if we see they're doing this, they're eliminated and shocked that they're eliminated.
They're shocked.
They're shocked. They feel they were doing a good job teaching that material by reading slides. And God forbid the power would go out, they'd be hopeless. No notes, no nothing. A real teacher, it takes about 4 hours to prepare an hour lecture.
Well, I can tell you that jives with what I do right here behind the microphone. It takes me hours per broadcast hour to prepare for the topics of discussion.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what teaching
is
all about.
You're not reading a PowerPoint, I presume.
No, actually, I'm not. Marty Barrett. Marty Barrett's with us. Educator, 20 years experience, New England. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day. Unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, this is a real eye-opener. Marty Barrett's with us, and we're talking about education at the college level. She's the chairman of the department, and she is speaking out about college. Marty, you are in the hard sciences department, biology. When students come to your department, are they looking to become nurses, phlebotomists, physical therapists? What are they desiring to do with their lives as a result of learning more about biology?
There's a lot of different vocations they could be looking towards. Many think they're going to be physicians. Mm-hmm. And if I had a nickel for every almost a doctor I've taught, I'd be a rich person. Sometimes they have a unrealistic opinion of what it takes to be a physician. So we have those that are transferring on to many more programs. Some are expecting to get employment right away, and others are aiming towards allied health careers like nursing, medical records, radiography, those types of careers that involve extreme attention to detail. So I'm very concerned that they pay attention and absorb these details so they can remember them over a long term.
When you talk about attention to detail, I'm reluctant to say this, but I can just envision some students in the college classroom today looking down at their cell phone, their smartphone, not looking up answers to questions that have been raised, but texting their friends outside of class and just looking at paying attention to other activities. Is that something that goes on in class today?
Oh, yes. That's one of the things we're supposed to even monitor. We're supposed to, at some point in the semester, walk around or have someone else walk around to look at those on laptops to see if they're on Facebook, or see if their cell phone's in their lap and they're texting away. And texting even goes a little bit further. Their communication with their professor is written in text lingo often. Most of the emails that I get from students, you know, they don't spell out the words. They put U, just the letter U. They write in text lingo. That's what they feel is proper language. And I find that kind of shocking.
All right. Well, there's two ways we can go with this. All right. So if we talk about communication skills, the entering class that just graduated high school, that's coming into college for the first time, freshman level, are they proficient in reading, writing, arithmetic, and communication skills? Are they ready for college?
In many cases, no. And one of the things I find that's the poorest is their writing skills and spelling. Apparently, there are no spelling skills required anymore because we've got spell check. Well, spell check doesn't check your answers in a standard blue book essay. So many things are written out phonetically. And I find some of the best spellers are those where English is not their primary language.
Wow. So now we have a crop of students that can't spell. How is their writing skills? Can they write without being able to spell? I mean, can they communicate effectively?
No, not very well. Many of them can't. And you wonder if in the educational system, if they were just kind of pushed along. It seems to be an emphasis now not to hold anybody back. So
that was my, boy, oh boy, you're hitting all my points here because
so
my next
question. Moved right on through high school. And if they don't pass, at least in my state, there's some standardized tests they have to pass in order to graduate high school. Well, if you don't pass the test the first time, they have a preparation class they'll put you in just to teach so you pass the test. Not to teach to impart a lot more knowledge, but just to get you through the test so you graduate.
So I'm
not sure they get the whole benefit of the education.
Marty, we're talking about teaching to the test, So the teachers are measured on how well the students perform based on the test. So the teachers are encouraged, not officially, but they're encouraged to teach to the test and have the students regurgitate the test question answers. Marty Barrett, VinFinelliUSAPrepares.com, exposing education today. We'll be right back.
And you thought the most painful question from your child was this.
Are we there yet?
Questions on family trips are nothing compared to questions from real family emergencies caused by weather, natural disasters, or terrorism.
I'm super hungry. What are we going to eat?
Daddy, I'm scared. Why don't we have enough food?
Daddy should have been better prepared.
September is National Preparedness Month. Now you can be prepared. Now you should. Now you have awareness. And now you have your solution. Go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy will get you ready with the Family First Responders Kit. It's your emergency solution with delicious freeze-dried food, safe water, and even fire starting. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on to freezedryguy.com. Protect your family now with emergency preparedness and say,
we're there!
freezedryguy.com.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, Marty Barrett's with us, and we're talking about education at the college level. She's a professor of biology, over 20 years experience. Marty, you had mentioned phonetics. I'm going to just play something. This is about a two-minute piece. It represents the problem that we have in education dealing directly with phonetics.
All right, listen up, y'all. I'm y'all substitute teacher, Mr. Garvey. I taught school for 20 years in the inner city, so don't even think about messing with me. Y'all feel me? Mm-hmm. Okay, let's take a roll here. Jay Quellen. Where's Jay Quellen at? No Jay Quellen here? Yeah.
Do you mean Jacqueline?
Okay, so that's how it's gonna be. Y'all wanna play? Okay, then. I've got my eye on you, Jay Quellen. Balake. Where is Balake at? No Balake here today. Yes, sir.
My name is Blake.
Are you out of your mind?
Blake?
What? Do you want to go to war, Balake?
No.
Because we could go to war.
No.
I'm for real. I'm for real. So you better check yourself. D-Nice. Is there a D nice? If one of y'all says some silly name, this whole class is going to feel my wrath. Now, D nice.
Do you mean Denise?
You say your name right now.
Denise?
Say it right.
Denise.
Correctly.
Denise.
Right.
Denise.
Right.
D nice.
That's better. Thank you. Now, A-A-Ron, where are you? Where is A-A-Ron right now? No A-A-Ron, huh? Well, you better be sick, dead, or mute, A-A-Ron.
Here. Oh, man.
Why didn't you answer me the first time I said it, huh?
Huh?
I'm just asking, I said it like four times, so why didn't you say it the first time I said A-A-Ron?
Because it's pronounced Aaron.
You dumb little stuff, A-A-Ron! Now take on down to Oshag Hennessy's office right now and tell him exactly what you did.
Who?
Oshag Hennessy!
Principal O'Shaughnessy?
Get out of my classroom! Timothy.
Present.
Thank you.
So there you have it. I think that is one of the problems that we have with education today. Communication. What do you think?
Certainly another problem that's kind of related is the fact that people cheating is not punished aggressively enough.
Cheating. Okay, let's talk about what do you mean by cheating?
Either plagiarism or, you know, taking other people's words and portraying those as your own. Or having notes or a cell phone in your lap and looking up notes while you're taking an exam.
Well, the vice president was, just type in, go to any search engine class, type in Joe Biden, comma, plagiarism. Try it. See what happens. Marty? We're talking. Okay, so cheating is not a punishable offense.
What they do at my particular institution is you have to have three incidences of cheating in order to get expelled from the college. The chances of you getting caught three different times are pretty slim. So you just get a hand slap the first time, like, well, you've gotten a warning, then you get another warning, and then finally something's done. I've never heard of anybody actually completing the process of being expelled because of cheating.
Why is this? Is this
a better cheater?
Is this because we're looking toward the revenue stream? Shoot, if we kick that student out, we've just lost X dollars per credit. Is that what's going on?
That's part of the process. And then the other part is we take such a gentle view on things. Everybody's a winner. Oh, it must have been a mistake that, you know, he erred just one time in cheating. Whereas some of these students are practically professional cheaters. I caught a guy with a piece of paper underneath his test with his notes written like on the head of a pin. And when I caught him, he was not at all upset. He just said, oh, well, I tried.
Let me ask you this, Marty. You are you're teaching a hard science. Some of your students want to be nurses. Some of them aspire to be a physician. And I guess what you said is that's never happened. None of your students has ever become a physician. Is that right?
Oh, certainly some have, but
okay.
I could have a class where 80% of the people think they're going to be doctors, and maybe one will be.
Okay. All right. So the likelihood of attaining that level of education is not great, but it is achievable. Okay, so we've got some nurses, and that have gone through your classes. Now, if they cheated their way through and they actually did not know the material, is it possible that someone could die as a result of them not knowing what they should have known in your class?
Sure, that could definitely happen, and you hear instances of that. Where people have transfused their patient with water instead of saline. Believe it or not, that could kill somebody. And people do that every day that didn't pay attention in that class. And the hospital tries to make it a difficult mistake to make. They put one in an orange bag and one in a green bag. So, because they're both clear fluids. So So hopefully you could make a distinction based on that. But the person that was sleeping or cheating on that exam could easily make that mistake, which could cause the human life.
Okay, how about mathematics, death by decimal points?
Well, again, dosage of medication. They take a whole course on dosage, nurses do.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly a small mistake there could be disastrous.
Yeah, just off by one decimal place.
Mm-hmm.
It was 10 instead of 1 or 1 instead of a tenth. Do you see at the college level the requirement, maybe unwritten, that you will have your students fit under a bell curve, meaning certain percentage, small percentage, receive the grade of A, and then a little larger the grade of B, and then the greatest number of students receive the grade of C, and then fewer receive a D, and then the smallest number receive an F. Are you required to fit your students' outcomes into some kind of a curve?
No, not directly. But what really happens is one of the main ways we're evaluated is based on student rating the professor. So here you have the students giving completing a satisfaction report. Mm-hmm. If the students are not happy with you, you could be dismissed.
So students have the power if they wanted to. Are you saying that, let's say, we had a student who was really a leader, a community organizer, if you will, within the class, and said, okay, you know, Mrs. Jones, you know, she was really hard on us, and she made us do all kinds of work. Let's get rid of her so we don't have to see her again. So the students could gang up and give her a poor evaluation, and that could result in termination?
Sure. As long as they're not tenured, they certainly could be dismissed because of that. That's the biggest quality as far as whether you're retained as an instructor is student satisfaction. They're viewed as not as students, but as consumers. And sometimes they comment, one of my cohorts has comments on his that they don't like his clothes. His shirts look old-fashioned or something. They can assess you in any realm in the free text portion of the evaluation. And here's somebody who never maybe has attended just a few classes, hasn't done anything, and they're evaluating your performance.
Wow. You know that my father was a principal and an acting superintendent back in the 1950s and 60s. And he spent a lot of his time in the classroom evaluating his teachers. And if they didn't cut it, they were gone. He was in the education business. And I think if he were listening to this broadcast, he'd be really furious as to what has happened. We have the students running the institution because they have the power as a consumer to throw overboard the instructor. Now, is there a quota system within the school in terms of grading? Does the institution, I'm not talking about your department, but I'm talking about as a whole, does the institution expect to have a certain percentage graduate, and by golly, we're going to get that percentage no matter what we have to do, even if we have to pass some of these students who don't deserve to be passed and graduate them?
Not directly that I know of. But it's certainly retention is a big issue, retaining these students. So a student could take my course up to 4 times before they pass. They're supposed to only be able to take it 4 times. But I've had some students more than 4 times. They kind of slip through sometimes, somehow. And you can imagine after 4 times listening to the same lectures, you should be able to teach the class, let alone pass the class.
Well, listening
and
to it
they don't do so.
When you say that's a really astounding point that you just made, listening to it 4 times, you should be able to teach it, because what we first started out talking about was these PowerPoint presentations, and some people would be able to teach it without even taking the course. So 4 times, I can't imagine. I've heard of someone repeating a class. I've heard of that in really, really difficult subjects like calculus and math and physics and biology. I can understand that, repeating it once. But four times, that's an indication that that person isn't paying attention or is not the material necessary to be in that class.
Exactly. Exactly. And do you want the nurse that had to have that four times in order to understand the information in charge of you or your family's health care?
Well, of course not. Of course not. Okay, what does it take to be... we come back. Marty Baron, I want to thank you for having the courage to say what you're saying, because you are only one of two people who has had the courage to be on this broadcast talking about education. Actually, you're the only person on the broadcast. One other has been at the expo. You're the only person who has the courage. Marty Barrett, Vin Fennelli, USAPrepares.com. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family. You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder. Available only at hempusa.org.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide qualified customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Marty Barrett's with us, and we're talking about education at the college level, how it's changed. Marty, is there a competition among teachers who do well in the classroom? And for those who excel and really do a great job for the students, are they kind of shunned by other teachers in the classroom?
I'm not sure if that exactly exists, but it may exist subtly kind of under the radar. Because statistics are generated on your student evaluations in many different categories, and they're compared to those, the average of your institution, and those countrywide. So in that respect, it's looked at a little closely. People might know what your ratings are compared to theirs and feel some jealousy or feel that you're maybe giving the course away just simply to get good evaluations.
Giving the course away, meaning do things to make the students like you. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Wow.
I've heard of instructors, basically having a review in which they read the test questions. All the students would have to do is master that review sheet. That's the test. And, of course, many of them are going to give the instructor a good evaluation because they got a good grade.
So it's a popularity contest.
In some respects, it is. And I've noticed we had one instructor who was, I thought, excellent. Available to students almost any hour, day or night, on all kinds of college committees, ran an excellent classroom, but was given low grades by the students. Not a very attractive guy, let's just put it that way.
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to another teacher who is, I think, a teacher of less caliber, but a young, handsome guy would get better grades to the students than a not-so-handsome one.
Well, it works for running for office, that's for sure. The better-looking guys have a better chance of running for office and winning. Let's talk about lab exercises. Now, you're in the biology department. Have they changed at all since, or in the last 20 or 30 years, the laboratory experiences for the students?
Sure. They've changed in two ways. One way is just because of a money crunch. Because the reagents and everything are so expensive, we've had to revert to nanotechnology, which means that you're just using very, very small amounts of reagents to simulate experiments without the expense. The other way, though, that they've changed is because of the advent of AIDS and other blood-borne diseases, you're not allowed to work with any blood or body fluids. So when you're studying blood typing, you can't do the old stick your finger and figure out what blood type you are. That's taboo in today's society. What you do instead is you pay money for plastic-coated particles that react as blood would to determine the phony blood type you're looking at. So they're not used to working with the real thing until they really get into practice, which could be disastrous.
And it also takes some of the interest out, because I remember sticking my finger, taking, you know, a drop of my blood and finding out what type my blood was, and, you know, comparing that with the person next to me and the person next to that person, and we're all, you know, and then we're looking at the statistics, and we applied statistics in the class, and, you know, there's so many with each type of blood, and it worked out. It was really interesting. So we've taken some of the interest out of the class because of, we'll call it what, safety?
Sure. Mm-hmm. Extreme safety, I would call it. I doubt anybody's going to get AIDS from having their finger pricked in the classroom. It's kind of overkill, if you ask me.
And is that something, as the chair of the department in your school, that you can affect change, or are you overruled on that?
Oh, definitely overruled by the lawyers that work for the school. There'd be no way that could occur.
Marty Barrett, I want to thank you for being with us and having the courage to be in the broadcast classroom talking about education, what's happening at the college level. Marty, I'd love it if you could arrange your schedule to come back again and again and again. Thanks so much for being with us, Marty.
Thank you for bringing these important topics to your students' attention.
Class coming up next hour. We're going to learn about smart meters. ReviewSmartMeters.com coming up next. USAPrepares.com. I'm Vin Finelli.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.